Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and let me start by thanking you for taking up this important task. We have full confidence that under your able leadership, we will be able to move forward with the international debate on lethal autonomous weapon systems. And we align ourselves with the statement earlier delivered by the European Union. And I would like to make some remarks in our own national capacity. The Netherlands is pleased that this group of governmental experts is finally taking place, as the first week had to be cancelled, mainly due to arrears in contribution by high contracting parties. We regret this, but we will leave further remarks on this issue for next week when we discuss the financial situation of the Convention. We welcome these ongoing deliberations within the Convention on certain conventional weapons and believe it is of utmost importance to further deepen our understanding of this complex and multifaceted topic. The Netherlands hopes that the progress made during the three previous expert meetings will provide a basis for structured discussions within the group of governmental experts on laws. Although there are many potential topics to be discussed, we are of the opinion that special attention should be paid to the establishment of working definitions to facilitate the debate. These definitions should in no way prejudice the outcome of the discussion. Their only purpose will be to reduce confusion through differences in interpretation. For example, some countries interpret laws to always be fully autonomous, while for other laws are not necessarily fully autonomous. Further discussions of the concept of meaningful human control, which in the Netherlands view is required in the deployment of autonomous weapon systems. In the context of the rapid scientific and technological developments in the field of artificial intelligence, we would like to address the importance of responsible innovation, considering the dual-use character of some of these applications. The unanimous conclusion by the high contracting parties that all weapon systems, including laws, and their deployment in armed conflict must comply with the requirements set by international law, and particularly international humanitarian law. In this light, implementation of Article 36 of the first additional protocol of the Geneva Conventions on legal reviews is crucial. Mr. Chair, the Netherlands stands ready to actively contribute to the discussions this week. To further facilitate these discussions, we have submitted a working paper with the Netherlands national position on this topic, and more specifically, we prepared a working paper on weapons review mechanisms together with Switzerland in order to contribute to the discussions on Article 36 legal review and implementation. And we look forward to the interesting panels and the following fruitful discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.